Tesvav Amud Aleph, which begins on the last word on Yudalat Amud Beis, Uma Alehu, said in the Braisa. The coin brings up the Korban Mincha, Umaktiro Bechlisharis, and it offers it in the Klisharis. Ask the Gemara, Bechlisharis Maktirle? What? He offers it in the Klisharis? He didn't yet salt it, and it says later on in the Braisa that he salts it and then he puts it on the fire. So what's going on? Is he offering it now? Is he offering it later after he salts it? Elaim, we have to say the following: Maleu beklisharis lehaktiro. The pshat is that he brings it up in the klisharis to maktir it. In other words, that he's going to maktir it later on, lehaktiro later on. Rashi has a little different girsa here. Hachi gatzuna maktiru salkadaitach below garasi isn't goris atu b'chisharis maktile. The hachi ka kashali. This is the question. Maktiru salkadaitach. What he offers it now? Vare yadain lo malcha. He didn't salt it yet. V'sefik Daniel says later on in the brisa malcho v'nosno al gabishim al mahashta hu de maktile mashma. Now he's offering it. Elaima maleu lehaktiro bechlisharis. Kolomar says Rashi maleu bechlisharis laktiro laacharshim lachenu. In order to offer it later on when he salts it. Back to the Gemara. Umalcho v'nasnal gavishim. Then, in fact, he salts it and puts it on the fire. And where do we know that from? Dechziv it says v'chol korban minchascha b'melach timlach. That you have to salt all your korbanas. Next, we said in the Braisa, Karav Vakomitz Shiarea Nechalin. After the Komitz is offered, the leftovers are eaten by the Kohanim. Minalan, where do we know this? That after the Komitz is offered, that allows the Kohanim to eat the Shiraim, the leftovers. Dixiv, as it says, Viktira Kohenes Askarasa Vegomer. Uksiv, and it says in the Pasuk after that, Vanoseris Mina Mincha was left over, La Ranul Vanav. Then they get to eat it. The Gemara clarifies Kara Vakometz, when the Kometz is offered, at which point exactly can now the Kohanim eat the leftovers? The market is to eat Mar, we learn in a Braisa, Hakometz, Me'emasai Matir Shiraim Bachila. After the Kometz is offered, or when it is offered, at what point exactly can the Kohanim then eat the leftovers? Rabbi Chanina Mar, Misha Sishlot. Bohaor, when the fire catches on a little bit of it. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, Misha titzas haor burubo, when it's ignited, most of it is ignited. Rashi. Karavakomets, Lamarkidis Markli, say, Karavakomets, Iktani, that which says Karavakomets, the Matthew, the Shirayim Bechila, Me'ema Sai Chashiv Kreva, Latir Shirayim, at what point is it considered offered that now they can eat the leftovers? The Rabbi Yochanan could easily misha titsa saor barubo, most of it is burnt. The Rabbi Chanina misha sishlot bo afilu meat, even a little bit of it. Back to the Gemara. It says in the Braisa, legabi the leftovers, Rashim Akonim litain letocho yain v'shemen nudvash. We said that the Kohanim are allowed to add to the leftovers if they want to make it tastier. They can add it, wine or oil or honey. My time, what's the reason? Amar Kra, it says legabi the matnas kahuna lechanesatim. It says lamashcha. So the lamashcha means the lesson of distinction, legdula. Kederech shamalachim ochim, like the kings eat. So therefore you can make it fancy like the kings eat. Ve'ein asurin ela milchameitz. The only thing is, you have to be careful not to let it become chameitz. Where do we know this from? The chesiv, as it says, lo se'afei chameitz, chelkam. Now really, the pasuk, the comma is supposed to be after the word lo se'afei chameitz. You shouldn't make it chameitz, comma. Then the pasuk continues, chelkam nasati osami ishai. But you can read it that the word chalkam is also going on the first part. Lo se'afei chametz chalkam. That their chelek of the kohanim should not be chametz. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, afilu chalkam, as we said, lo se'afei chametz. Rashi says, lamashcha, gabi matnas kahuna ksiv, it says, lecha nesatim lamashcha, should be of distinction. Lo se'afei chametz chalkam, afilu chalkam shiraim, even their chelek, which is the leftovers, lo te'afei chametz, can't be chametz, the darshina lehai chalkam. That word chai chalkam, we darshin it, the kra nami lefanav, even going on the previous part, al lo se'afei. we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Manachos are Tuno Shemen Ulavona, Vechule. Asked the Gemara, what? Vechol Manachos Tuno Shemen Ulavona, except for Mincha Sota, but all the other Minchas, in fact, need Shemen Ulavona? Aye, that's not true. Vayika Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote is a Korban Olevi Yored. The Rachamana Amar, it says, Lo Yasima Leha Shemen, Lo Yiten Aleha Lavona, that it doesn't come with Shemen Ulavona. Gemara says, right, Hachi Kamar, this is how you have to understand the dinim over here, that Kol HaManachos, they have at least one of them, the milas. They don't necessarily have all, but at least have one of the milas. Either Tuna Shemen Levana, and either needs Shemen and Levana, or if it doesn't have that, at least it's Baus Minachitim Ubaus Solas. It comes from wheat and Solas, fine, sifted flour. In other words, Minchas Chote, as we said, the Korban Olav Yored, it's true, it doesn't come with the Afal Pisha Eino Tuna Shemen Lavona, that's true, but at least it has the other mila. Ba Minachitun Uba Ba Sola, at least comes from wheat and sifted flour. Minchas Omer Afal Pisha Hi Ba Minasori, and even though it comes from barley, not from chita, but it has the other mila, tuna shemen levona and ba'geras, it comes with sifted flour. But zu minchas chote doesn't have any of the milas. Eina tuna lo shemen velo levona, and doesn't come from wheat either. Uba minasorin comes from barley, uba kemach, and it comes from non-sifted flour. Over to Rashi. Minchas chote, what's that? A balachet? The metame migdash, the olev yored, that comes from for either someone who's metame comes in the migdash tame, ushvuas haedus or shvuas bitui dechziv, as it says over there, vimlo tasig yado lishtei torim v'chule. Hachi kamar chule kolomar lo ktani milsa bapei nafshe. It's not a thing on its own. Ela karuch v'tani achi. Put it together and learn like this. Kolom anachos tuna shem levona ubaos chitim kolomar, meaning v'sheina tuna, and those that do not need tuna tunos baos, at least miatz chitim ubaos ol. At least it comes with wheat and sifted flour. Kolomar chada mihani melusayit. At least it has one of the milas. Ketzad minchas chol te'afo p'sheina tuna v'chule v'chule, as we said. Tanya says in the Brice Summer Bishimon, Bedin hu shetei minchas chote tuna shemen levona. Really, it should be that minchas chote, as we say at a korban olav yored, should really, yes, need to shemen and levona. Why? Shelo yehei chote niskar. So we shouldn't be makel on this guy that was that he did an avera that he should get out, you know, get off easy by not having to bring the tuna, not having to bring the shemen levona. He should have to. So why not? Why doesn't it need the shemen levona? Shelo yehei korban amuhuna. So his korban, since it's a korban for a chote, shouldn't be a beautiful korban. That's why he doesn't bring it. Similarly, bedin hu shetehei chatas chelev tuna nesachim. Chatas chelev is again the nickname for a regular chatas. Rashi will explain why it's called chatas chelev. And here as well, it should need the tuna nesachim. The nesachim that is brought normally with a korban, which is the wine and the flour, the oil, etc. So why doesn't it? Why it really should be brought? Why shelo yehei chote niskar again? So why should he benefit from his sin? He doesn't have to bring these things. I'm neima eina tuna. So why doesn't it need it? Shelo yehei korban amuhudar. Similarly, like we said before, so his korban shouldn't be beautiful because it's coming for sin. Aval says the Braisa, chataso shel mitzora vashamo tuunim nesachim. However, the chatas niashim brought by a mitzora, a leper, that does need nesachim. Why? Lefishein bayin alchet, because that doesn't come for sin, so therefore that's why it needs these things. What does it come for? It's coming to makshir him to become tahor. Ah, yini. Well, it doesn't come for sin. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonasan, al shiva dvarim nigaim ba'in v'chulei. That nigaim come, so tzaras comes on to a person for seven different averas that a person does. So, what do you mean? Doesn't come for a sin? Simur says, Hasan by the mitzora. No, the korban doesn't come for the sin. Why? Minigae hu de kaprele. That yes, he'd sinned, but the tzaras that he got, that was a kapara for the sin in and of itself. So the korban already is after. He already got his kapar. He suffered the pain and the embarrassment of being a leper, and that was a kapar for the sin, and that took care of that. So afterwards, the korban is something else. That's his coming, as the Gemara says. Bechimaisi korban. That's only lish teruye bekochim hu dekamaisi. It's just a matter him for kochim. Elamayatav. That's the case. What about chatas nazir? That the nazir brings when he finishes his nasiris, tehetun and sachim, that should also need a sachim. Then why? Because that doesn't come for a chet. So why doesn't it need a sachim? Sabala, Rabbi Shimon held Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, the famous Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, which we've seen, the Amar Nazir na Michotehu, that the Nazir is also really considered a chote. Why? Because he was mitzayer himself, tzir esatzmo mina yain, by not drinking wine. Rashi, Shalo Yehei, Shelo yehei chote niskar lahakel b'minchaso yoter mishar menachos. We shouldn't be mekel more than the other menachos. Chatas chelev. Rashi explains on why is it called that, a regular chatas. That kol chatas stam is called a kari chatas chelev. Why? The basar chelev ksiv. Because in the Torah it's written after the yisur of chelev. It says kol chelev v'chol dam lo tochlu. Uksiv basar. It says after that parshas the chatas. Nisachim solus lemincha v'isaron lekeves yain v'shemen revisahin kamoshim akrivim lo'olo l'shlamim. Umine ma inam tuunim dichsi b'parshas nisachim lefali neder o min adavar that haba b'neder and adava taun. That's what needs nisachim. Ve'in chatas v'ashem tuunim nisachim. Hatasov v'ashem oshem esora. We said Yisrabi b'hedya says b'ferish that l'nisachim that it needs to bring nisachim and mesachas menachos perek shteich midos. Al Shiva Dvarim, we said Nigayim do come from sins on seven things. Nigayim Bayim, Mefarsh Lahu Be'erchin, and Perik Yesh Be'erchin, Minegei Itz Kapir Leish. Yisurin and the Boshes of the Nega, that was the Kapar already formed. That Kapru Lo Alo Tochet, Bechi Kamaisi Korban, and when later he means the Korban, that's Lishter Urei Bekochim Hudamaisi. That's his coming to allow him to eat the Kochim afterwards. She Yesh Tuma Shetzrichin. Shetzrichan Hakasuv Kapara the Tarasan. There are some tumas that the Torah requires a kapara for them to become tar, zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora, benazir shenitva. Chatas nazir, shemaybe we said bimalos yemenis. Remember when he finishes his naziras, chatas he brings v'ola and shlami. So he's holding like the shita that nazir is a chotehu, just shetzir atzmo min hayayin adkan.